ever gonna change. I've done some things I'm not proud of. And I come to you now, a different man, a better man, your man. Say we're gonna work it out. Gotta make a change. My heart's been crying as of late, babe, but my love will always remain the same. I was so wrong. Work it out. I'll start by saying I love you every day. Every day, every day, every day. As I gaze out the window, raindrops of sorrow fill the air, babe.
And I really meant it when I said,
when I said,
I love you till death do us part, baby.
When I made you cry, I didn't mean a single word that I said.
This is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. My name is Margaret. In the background, we got Chris Canis, who's going to be playing at the Jazz Cafe at the Music Hall on Saturday night. We're listening to something off his CD right now in the background, but we are ready to go live in the studio with the sights. We've got some last-minute instructions out there, and as soon as Mr. White gets to the chair, we will go live with the sights in the studio. And again, as they were described on the announcement sheet, it is the internationally renowned local rockers, reconfigurated and now ready for world domination. That's right, we're going to have it on the Motor Live Drive tonight, the sights. Meantime, I guess I'll let you listen to some more of Chris Canis, because they...
I didn't mean a single word that I said. Yeah.
So we're gonna work it out now.
Start by saying I love you every day. Made you cry. I didn't mean a single word that I said.
That I said.
Start by saying I love you every day.
And we're here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 right now. We have the sights in our studio today. Hey, guys, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
They are there. In fact, what are you going to start off with today?
Well, we're feeling pretty happy. How about, happy.
Ooh.
the sights right here on our Motor Live Drive at 5 Studios.
Woo! And we're happy to have you here.
Yeah.
It's good to see you guys.
Oh, yeah. Good. It's good to have you back in the studio, Eddie. In fact, you were at one of our very first Motor Live Drive at 5s in the cocktail shakes.
Yep, cocktail shakes.
So it's good to have you back with the sights today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. This is great.
Hey, would you like to introduce the band?
Sure. You know, right ahead of me, to my left, is Gordon Smith on piano and guitar. Yay!
Gordon!
Woo! And to my other left, we have Mr. Dave Lawson on bass and vocals.
Hey, Dave.
Me!
And over there to my other left, we have Skip Denemy on the drum kit.
Hey! All right. Well, let's get this music rolling along. In fact, Eddie, why don't you get up on that mic so we can hear you really good?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, this next number is called Muse, and it features the songwriting talents of Mr. Dave Lawson.
When we were new, we spoke in words both reverent and cruel. We drank up the joy of feeling confused, and I knew the truth was true. Then we grew, laughing at all the pain we've been through. We took our bitterness and sang it a tune. But now there's nothing more to say. We shuffle our feet, then we look away. What is there to do? I messed around, but everything I thought I had found left me limping like a dog from the pound. Back home to her. But this time I'm still running strong. I try to explain, but it comes out wrong. What is this to do? I left my muse, I left her singing the blues. Set me away.
Yeah.
Wow. Very nice.
Now, you guys have a brand new CD coming out.
Brand new.
Yep, we do. We do. Next week.
Next week?
Yes,
next
week? I think so.
The 20th, yes.
And you got a big show to open that with, don't you?
We do have a big show in Ferndale.
Tell me all about it.
It's at the Loving Touch. It's a beautiful venue, and we have our good friends Prussia and Big Mess, which are some excellent, excellent pop groups, and we're looking very forward to it, and we will have some surprise guests with us, maybe a little bit of brass.
Whoa, that sounds like something cool.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah.
We can say brass.
And it's a big, big deal because, in fact, with your admission, you also get a copy of your brand new CD, don't you?
That is true.
Yes.
What a deal. How can you go wrong?
Exactly. Exactly.
And I'd like to tell all your fans that are listening today, really today is a live preview.
Yes.
Of that brand new CD.
Yes. All these songs we are performing today are on our record. So.
Whoa. Well, that last song, Dave was singing on that. And the name of your CD is Most of What Follows is True.
Correct.
I Left My Muse. Is that one of the stories that is true?
It's pretty true.
That is a true story, Dave, isn't it?
I mean, sort of, yeah. We could talk about it later.
Okay. Okay. Well, why don't we just keep the music rolling right now?
Okay, great. Yep. This one is called Hello to Everybody. And we're also going to go into another song called Honey. But I don't want to give away my surprise, but oh.
Some fun. Woo, I ain't done. No, I
Wow.
Hey, everything sounded great. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
You really. And, I mean, I've always known the Sights have been a good band, and you've always been a great musician, Eddie. But, boy, you've got...
Thank you.
You've got... Your vocals are powerful. Everybody, your harmonies and everything are great.
Hey, really, it's the whole band. And really, this Sights is kind of like a new and improved Sights, isn't it?
I would very much call it so. I'm very confident with having these guys with me, and I'm very proud. So props to you guys.
Yeah. Nice to see your name in the papers again, that you're playing around town.
Thank you.
It's always been a good band.
And it's always a good pleasure to see your faces in the crowd, you know? it's reassuring, you know?
Well, good. And you've got a show tonight. Tonight, you're doing...
Tonight, yeah. A few of us are going to be DJing over at The Loving Touch. And it's a place you perhaps may be able to acquire... you know, a record of ours or a ticket for our gig coming up.
Okay. Ah. And it's right on Woodward, just
south of 9 Mile.
Just south of 9?
Yeah.
Great time.
It'll be fun.
Okay.
Good times.
And then next week, the whole band's coming in.
Yep.
Then at the same place.
Yep.
Same place.
Loving Touch. Yep. November 20th, Saturday night.
All right. Well, let's just keep this music rolling along.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yep.
I got a question for you. If we live in the Metro Detroit area, we can come on down and see you at the Loving Touch tonight.
Yes.
Or next week when you've got your big show.
Correct.
But for all those people around the world that are listening, what's the best way to get a hold of the sites?
Ooh, excellent question. We do have a website, www.sitesarmy.com. Would probably be the best way to find us. Or we are also lurking about on Facebook and MySpace.
All right.
And, you know, we like to travel. We were recently in Chicago and St. Louis, you know, this past weekend. And in a few weeks, we'll be in Cleveland, Manhattan, and Brooklyn for a weekend or so. Yeah. And then, you know, in the new year, in January, we have, you know, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., a lot of cities that I can't think of right now. You know, we'll be busy.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. And I know you've been very popular in Europe as well.
Yes, we did. We did a Europe run. We went to England 3 different times, and there's so much fun. I want to go back. You're from Detroit? Ah, oh, okay. Here's your throne. The scepter's this way, and you know, we even have a court jester for you. So it's always a really good time, you know.
Well, that's great to hear.
Yeah.
I just Googled the name Sites, and you guys actually are on Winnipega. What is it? Webopedia?
Wikipedia.
Wikipedia. There's even a...
I can't claim responsibility for that, but all right. I hope it's true.
It is. It's right. It must be true.
Well, what they say, yeah.
Well, most of what most follows is true.
That's right. Which Hence is also the name. The name of your record.
Nice.
Wow.
Hey.
Okay.
Dave.
Come on, Dave.
We've got the sites here in the studio live.
Real live.
Okay. Well, why don't we just keep the music going?
Okay. Yep. This one's called Grindstone, and it's got a very it's a very vain intro.
Thank you.
right. We have the Sights here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 for a preview live performance of their brand new CD, which is Most of what follows is true.
Most of the time, yes.
Yeah. And really, one thing that's kind of interesting today, this is really a unique performance because Gordon Smith is here playing our acoustic piano rather than usually he'll bring in his electric to play, but here we've got... Yeah.
Yeah. It's always good to see a nice piece of wood furniture put to good use. I love that. How do you know how old this piece is?
No, I don't really. See, but we can find out sometime.
Gordon, would you like to play us a tale of yours?
Sure.
I think we're going to do a song by Mr. Gordon Smith now.
Okay. And what will that be?
The song is called Take and Take. That's a little of what we do.
All right. It's interesting that with a band like this, you've got all three of your lead singers in it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so. It's great. It, you know, it kind of reminds me of Sloan, one of Dave and I's favorite bands, you know? Some good strong... What is that word? Some good strong songwriters, you know, and everybody can harmonize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that stuff.
And you do it really good, so...
Oh, thank you.
Sounds great. Sounds good in here, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'd like to sing a song for my girlfriend. Do you guys mind?
Not at all. In fact, you ought to.
Maria, wherever you are.
It's not a miracle, Maria, that we find each other. It's bound to happen sooner or later. What do you say? We go out on a date with me today. Don't worry,
Now, one thing I've got to ask you guys, a lot of you do all original songs, so where do these original songs come from?
Dave, you want to take this one?
I don't know, from inspiration. I don't know. We just all like songs, so we want to have more songs that we like.
You know, some of them come from girls and frustrations dealing with women, you know. But I think some of them, you know, like especially this album, Most of What Follows is True, which will be out next week. I think most of these tunes, you know, for me personally, they come from a happier place and a happier time in my life. So, and I think that shines through in the music and the lyrics especially. And that's kind of unusual for me. It's easy to write the dark days. It's easy to write sadness, I think. And it's tough to write the happy stuff, you know?
Well, I'm glad you're writing the happy stuff, because
It feels good,
yeah.
You know? It just feels right, you know? And, you know, there'll be a time and a place for the not-so-happy stuff, too.
Okay. In fact, what are some of your influences in these songs? We can hear lots of stuff, but why don't you tell us about it?
You know, music-wise, you know, the band, I really like Big Star, the Beatles, Badfinger, any band that starts with the letter B, really, those four.
Beach Boys.
Bo
Brummel.
Beachwood Sparks. You get the idea. Actually, Dave and I really enjoyed the first Bette Midler album. Maybe we should talk about Weird.
I like the second one too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. But like Weird Guilty Pleasures, we love Bette Midler stuff, the Mills Brothers. You know, so anytime there's an excuse to throw that stuff into the mix, you know, and not do the obvious guitar rock that I think maybe we're known for, or, you know, I think that's important to have that. Anytime you can find a weird little loop or a little pop. Little piece of pop music, and you can throw it in there and make it interesting, you know?
In fact, will you be doing that for your DJ gig tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to hear our influences, come to the Loving Touch tonight.
That's excellent. Yes.
And be able to buy a ticket for next week's show, where when you come, you'll get a free copy of the CD.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong.
Or LP. We do vinyl as well.
Oh, yeah?
Limited edition colored yellow vinyl.
It's pretty.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It's very pretty. Even if you don't have a record player, you probably have a mantle. You know? I mean, hey, it makes a great something. But yeah, we're very proud to have it out on a slab of wax. We're very proud to be on Alive Records, which is a great crop of, you know, there's some local stuff, Outrageous Cherry. Scott Morgan did his most recent record on Alive. Nathaniel Mayer. What else? Jim Diamonds recorded the Paul Collins beat at his studio here in Detroit.
The Black Keys started out.
Black Keys. You know, Earl Burns. The list is endless. So we're very proud to be a part of the Alive Records family.
Well, that's great. In fact, you do sound oh so alive.
And you sound very happy.
Yeah.
Seems like you've come...
very much so, thank you.
There's been a lot of nights in bars and a lot of different bands. We've seen you. In fact, I just saw a video of you on stage. I'm trying to think who it was that you sat in at Magic Bag.
Alejandro Escobedo.
Oh, yeah.
What an amazing film footage that was, from somebody's cell phone, I believe.
it was from my camera, actually.
You know, I think there was another great supporter of this band since the early days, but more recently, too, is Willie Wilson.
Ah, yeah. Yes.
And Willie really, you know, he's been really helping us out with this record. And, you know, it was like Monday afternoon, and Willie's like, do you guys want to open up for Alejandro Escobedo at the Bag on Thursday? And we're like, well, we were going to practice that day anyway. So I guess we'll just go up the street and, you know, hang out. And then it just turns out Alejandro's kind of like, he just absolutely adored us and loved us and welcomed us with open arms. He's just like, oh, wow. So, you know, he's like, maybe we'll do some gigs in the future. And, you know, it was great. It was great to be open arm and accepted with that crowd and with, you know, his band, who are supreme Texas pickers, you know.
Yeah, he goes way back, and he's the real thing.
Yeah, he's the real deal. So, you know, that was a great moment for us.
And it's really good to have you mention Willie Wilson. He's a great local guy. He does a lot of great stuff. In fact, he's on Wednesday on another public radio station from Canada, CJAM, Wednesday at 6 o'clock.
Yep, So, and a funny story, the site's second show ever. No, that was when we were called The Same, pre-Sites era, and it was a live in studio in CJAM. And we showed up, and they had two microphones, and they said, well, one's for the vocals, and the other microphone is for the rest of you guys. And that's how we're going to do this.
Well, I'm sure you're glad to see we have a little more, little upgrade on that.
Yeah, it feels good, yeah.
Alan Cantino, our sound engineer, does a great job with the sound.
Yeah. Yes.
It may
Thank
take
you,
a
Alan.
Song or two to get everything, you know, tweaked, but... You guys sound real good, and he does a fine job, and it's amazing how fast he can put it all together.
Yeah. I think he rolled in here, about 25 minutes ago, and everything's running, so that was great.
He always does a fine job, but why don't we put you guys back to work?
All right, let's do this one. We're going to do Guilty. This could be found on our record. Most of what follows is true.
We've got the Sites here. The Sites are Eddie Baranek on guitar and vocals, Dave Lawson on bass and vocals, Gordon Smith, piano, guitar, and vocals, and Skip Donamy over on drums.
Thank you. Thank you, Roger White. Mr. White.
That's okay. Everything sounds so good today. In fact, why don't we remind people where they can see you again?
Yes, tonight we have a DJ night at the Loving Touch, where you may be able to acquire tickets or our record. And our record release party is Saturday, November 20th at the Loving Touch in Ferndale. And we're going to be doing something really cool and interesting. We're going to move the pool tables, we're going to have a stage built, and we're going to make it nice and purdy.
Whoa!
Oh my goodness!
Yeah!
That's going to be a surprise!
Yeah, well, I guess we blew it.
Yeah, not anymore!
Oh, it just gives everybody who's listening something to look forward to.
There you go.
Even more reason to come on down.
Oh yeah. It's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to it. This last song we just did, Guilty, and another song, and blah, blah, blah. We're going to have some great brass, some great horns. So.
Whoa.
Looking very forward to that. We just did a rehearsal, and Mr. Gordon Smith here, our very own Quincy Jones, Roy Allen Toussaint, worked out some horn charts, and it's music to my ears. Right, Gordon?
Hey.
All right.
I see you have some on your, you actually have some horns on your CD itself.
We do. Gordon played trumpet, yeah. And Brad Stern played sax. Yeah,
he'll be playing with us at the record release show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Sounds great.
Brad's on loan. He did a Pop Project record. I think he did an Electric Six record. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy, great musician, great guy to work with. You know, so we're looking forward to it.
All right, the all-new Sights Horns.
And that'll be next Saturday, the 20th, at the Loving Touch. And opening for you will be Big Mess and Prussia.
Yeah.
Great show.
I caught Prussia recently over the summer, and I was just utterly blown away. And then I would say, like, wow, I saw this band Prussia. I'd always read about them. And, like, you know, the other guy, like Gordon and Dave, are like, oh, yeah, that band's great. Like, you need to go out. You need to, like, go see the band.
All right, I want to remind everybody, we've got the Sights in today, but next week we're going to have Dupe Dupree and Katie Grace coming in for an acoustic set.
Cool.
And, in fact, you've been working with Katie Grace lately, haven't you?
Yeah, Katie and I and Pete Boward and Ben and Andrew from The Crooks and The Displays. And we got a new thing going, and it's sounding pretty good.
Have you got a name for the band yet?
We are taking offers and submissions. we were thinking The Sights or Inside Outlaws. What's that, Gordon?
What?
Katie did.
So.
Katie did.
I like the Katie dids.
I do, too.
We'll suggest that to them next week.
Let's get an online petition. Yeah.
Facebook group, yeah.
Okay. Well, would you guys like to hear another one?
Well, of
course.
We've got
about 10 more minutes, so we can...
Uh-oh. So we better stretch this solo on. Okay, so we got two more for you.
Yeah.
And this one's called How Do You Sleep? And no, John Lennon did not write it.
You can't die! Yeah. Alone, all alone.
I see that you guys write most of the music, and you've credited it to a company called Some Other Guy Music.
Yeah, that's me. That's my ASCAP. That's my ASCAP name. Yes.
Who wrote that? Some Other Guy.
Well, you know, it represents a few things for me. You know, growing up here in Detroit, listening to music and being into rock and roll, you know, I used to go see, like, national touring bands, you know, like, at certain venues. And I started getting into the local scene when I was, like, 15, 16 years old. And this 145, it was the Henchman with Jack White doing the Yardbirds, Psycho Daisies, and Some Other Guy, the old R&B staple, you know, that the Beatles did.
Yeah.
And it was that 45 that I kind of look back to and think about, and it kind of, like, flipped me around or just made me rethink the ball game here. And so it represents a lot of things, and I kind of liked how it reads on paper, so that, you know, when you reference it right now, it's like some other guy. Yeah, well, it's not me, it's some other guy, you know. I just like that kind of wordplay, you know. Thought that was kind of cool.
Well, you gotta keep it cool.
Gotta keep it cool, baby.
Sounds good. Really happy to have you in the studio. You're almost our 190th band.
Oh.
And you were one of the first. You were in here with one of the first bands.
Wow.
We had.
Yeah.
So it's been almost 4 years this
Wow.
January, and it's nice to have you in the studio.
Yeah,
189 bands later, and you're back.
Oh, this is great. Thank you, guys. This is definitely a lot of fun. Are you guys having fun?
Yes.
Yeah. See, look at that. Oh, skip the mute over there.
He talks through his drumsticks.
Well, Gordon, you want to grab a guitar, and we'll. We'll do a Nolan Strong song.
Uh-oh.
You're doing the piano.
On like, piano, I meant?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Changing up a little.
In fact, okay. Nolan Strong, one of my favorites, a local
oh, yeah.
Detroit guy.
Oh, yeah.
Daddy Roland.
He was in the Diablos. He was in the, oh.
He was in the Diablos.
Yeah,
he was on Fortune Records.
Yeah. Yeah.
We, you know, there's a funny story about this. Rich Tupica out of Lansing, he's a good rock and roll supporter of good rock, and he's like, hey, Eddie, you know, and Sights guys, I'm doing this comp for Nolan Strong compilation. Do you guys want to be on it? We're like, yeah. So, you know, we're picking through the tunes, and a lot of the good ones were taken. So we're like, we found this one, and we really reworked it, and we loved it. And by the time we actually got around to finishing our recording, which was never... We never finished it. I asked him, are you doing that compilation? He's like, yeah, you missed the boat, man.
Oh.
So, you know, in the meanwhile, though, we just did it live at a St. Louis record store, and they're putting out a live 10-inch of ours, and that made the cut. So it's still out there now, and it'll be out again
and
now.
And it'll be on the podcast
in
just a matter of minutes. So let's hear it.
That's right. And Nolan Strong is just buried right out off Michigan Avenue, just down the street.
Oh, yeah.
His gravestone says, Daddy Rockin' Strong. To you.
Yeah.
That felt pretty good.
All right. Okay, want to remind people they can come out and see you tonight with your DJ gig.
Yep, at the Loving Touch tonight, 9 o'clock.
That's on Woodward Avenue in Ferndale, and next Saturday night will be your CD release and vinyl release, limited vinyl availability.
Yes. All ages show.
All ages. We hadn't mentioned that yet. That's a good thing to mention.
For the kids.
Right.
For our fans' kids.
What time's the door? What time's the show?
We're thinking door, what?
9 o'clock.
Probably show starts at 10, 11, 12. We'll be on at midnight.
All right.
So, okay.
Would you like us to do one more?
You got three minutes.
3 minutes.
That's about the length of most of our songs.
Want to try Back to You? What do you think? All right. This one goes out to the people you have here next week, Dupe and Katie. Okay. Ready? Back to You.
Well, my well is run dry. Only hell beneath the sky. And my sun, it won't shine. How the hell is this my life? Take these words, take these rhymes. You might think hollow over time. And my songs, they might be true, but they don't sing me. I still miss you.